Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Happy Resurrection Day to each of you as we celebrate together that the Lord was raised from the dead and we also will be raised. We start our readings today with Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 23. The title in my Bible says, Cornelius Calls for Peter. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius? Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. At about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Lord. Peter replied, I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened 3 times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, 3 men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Peter went down and said to the men, I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come? The men replied, We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say. Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guest. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Now let's turn our attention to Ezra chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. I don't know if you guys caught it, but I was quite confused on all the different letters that were sent over the last few days, and I couldn't understand when I looked at a timeline of the different kings, when they mentioned King Artaxerxes, and I was like, wait a minute, that king came much later. What's going on here? Well, for the last couple of chapters, the writer of Ezra and Nehemiah has not been writing in chronological fashion, but has been grouping the letters that were sent in opposition to the building of the temple, the rebuilding of the walls, the rebuilding of Jerusalem. And so here we're getting back into chronological order in chapter 6, where the decree from Darius comes to let them know that they can continue building the temple. Cyrus was the king of Persia, and after him was Darius, and then there was Xerxes. Now, Xerxes is the husband to Esther, remember that? And then there's Artaxerxes, which would be Esther's stepson. So if you're not confused enough already, go online and look up kind of the Persian kings during this era. So today we are in Ezra chapter 6, and there's a decree from Darius, who would be after Cyrus, to let the Israelites know that they can continue their work on the temple. Ezra chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. King Darius then issued an order, and they searched in the archives stored in the treasury at Babylon. A scroll was found in the citadel of Ecbatana in the province of Media, and this is what was written on it. Memorandum. In the first year of King Cyrus, the king issued a decree concerning the temple of God in Jerusalem. Let the temple be rebuilt as a place to present sacrifices, and let its foundation be laid. It is to be 90 feet high and 90 feet wide, with three courses of large stones and one of timber. The costs are to be paid by the royal treasury. Also, the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, are to be returned to the places in the temple in Jerusalem. They are to be deposited in the house of God. Now then, Tatanai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai, and you, their fellow officials of that province, stay away from there. Do not interfere with the work on this temple of God. Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish elders rebuild this house of God on its site. Moreover, I hereby decree that you are to do for these elders of the Jews in the construction of this house of God. The expenses of these men are to be fully paid out of the royal treasury from the revenues of Trans-Euphrates, so that the work will not stop. Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offering to the God of heaven, and wheat, salt, wine, and oil, as requested by the priest in Jerusalem, must be given them daily without fail, so that they may offer sacrifices pleasing to the God of heaven and pray for the well-being of the king and his sons. Furthermore, I decree that if anyone changes this edict, a beam is to be pulled from his house, and he is to be lifted up and impaled on it. And for the crime, his house is to be made a pile of rubble. May God, who has caused his name to dwell there, overthrow any king or people who lifts a hand to change this decree or to destroy this temple in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have decreed it. Let it be carried out with diligence. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Wow, what a wonderful story in Ezra today to remind us of God's sovereignty, that His work will be completed. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for Peter's vision that taught him that in some way, somehow, we as Gentiles can be incorporated into the faith. That we, like Cornelius, who was a Gentile, someone who wasn't of Jewish origin, we can be in the fold. And we thank you, Lord, for that overwhelming grace. We also thank you, Lord, for the psalm today. Just the reminder that we need to get on board with your King Jesus. And so help us, Lord, to follow in his ways today. And then from Ezra, thank you for the reminder that you are in power even over the kings, and your work will be completed, and you will use the resources around us to help with your work. And so we just pray, Lord, that we would be sensitive to your Holy Spirit and that we would trust in you. We pray, Lord, that you would be with our worship here at Mount Brook Baptist today and all over the world. And we pray all of this in your Son and our Savior's name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.